Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Look for sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today, with highs pushing up into the upper 20s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows dropping into the upper teens. Milder conditions into your Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny, high of 46. And for your Wednesday, lots of sun, upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 21.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA predicts net farm income will decline 8.3% this year, dropping $5.4 billion to $59.5 billion. Meanwhile, USDA's Economic Research Service is suggesting that net cash farm income forecast to decline 6.8% or $6.7 billion, an inflation-adjusted figure, though, of $91.9 billion. USDA says the forecast declines are the result of changes in cash receipts and production expenses. If realized, 2018 net farm income would be the lowest since 2002, and net cash farm income would be at its lowest level since 2009. Now, both profitability measures remain below their 2000 to 2016 averages, which included substantial increases in the crop and animal product cash receipts from 2010 to 2013. Net cash farm income includes cash receipts from farming, as well as farm-related income, including government payments, minus cash expenses. Net farm income is a more comprehensive measure of profits that incorporates non-cash items, like changes in inventories, economic depreciation, and gross inputted rental income. 2017 was a historic year for crop insurance, with 311 million acres enrolled in the system. During their annual meeting this week, National Crop Insurance Services Chairman Mike Day told the group that insurers backed more than $106 billion worth of crops in 2017. That's up $6 billion since 2016, and farmers paid $3.7 billion out of their own pocket for insurance protection, more than $250 million increase from the year before. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
A salute to the FFA. Today's FFA members are the innovators and leaders of tomorrow. A salute to the future farmers of America. From Midwest Products, B&W Electric, Hanover Housing Authority, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Hanover Electric.
Hi, this is Claire Zarbnicki from Hanover High School. This is my third year being a part of our FFA chapter. I am currently the secretary, and FFA has provided countless opportunities for me as I continue my education in future years. In FFA, I've been highly involved in plant and soil science and have learned the basics of what it all entails. Throughout FFA, I have been a key member as I organize many events, and our FFA chapter continues to excel in all the events that they take part in, including land judging, dairy judging, and many other events. Personally, FFA has created a strong foundation for me as I have lived on a farm, and it has provided me countless opportunities to further my education in the agricultural field. And if I would come back to live on our farm, I would be able to enhance my capabilities because of what I have learned in FFA.
Hi, I'm Tasha Bruna. I'm from Hanover High School, and this is my fourth year participating in FFA. I am the treasurer for our FFA chapter this year, and I have learned many different things. In FFA, we go to many different events, including poultry judging, dairy judging, horse judging, land judging, and other events like that. These events teach us responsibility, and they also teach us character and what we can do later on in life if agriculture is the path that we want to take.
A salute to the future farmers of America. From Midwest Products, B&W Electric, Hanover Housing Authority, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Hanover Electric.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a man has been fatally shot in a Kansas City, Kansas home. Police say the officers responding to a report of a disturbance found the victim dead late Saturday in a neighborhood west of the Kansas Speedway. He had been shot in the abdomen. The man was in his late 40s. His name has not been released. A watchdog report has found that only a small portion of money from a Missouri-based veterans group that Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is associated with is actually going toward helping veterans. The Kansas City Star reports that Kobach is listed as a member of the Advisory Board for Veterans in Defense of Liberty, a Springfield based nonprofit. The Better Business Bureau released a report giving the group a failing grade because only a small fraction of the nonprofit's money goes toward veterans' issues. Kobach said Thursday the report is the first time he's learned about the group's lack of money going to the veterans. He joined the group's board 6 years ago. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 26th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique, and loader tractors, combines and headers, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, forklifts, skid steers, and skid steer attachments, a large lot of Stearman biplane parts, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, toolbars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps, and field conditioners, swathers, balers, and bale retrievers, semis, trucks, pickups, and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, gooseneck trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, fuel tanks, sprayers, and fertilizer equipment, lots of shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, motorcycles, ATVs, and boats, mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Consignments accepted until Monday, February the 12th. Complete listing, consignment terms, and online bidding at scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
A Harvey County man was sentenced on Friday for the killings of a Newton mother and her child. The bodies of 24-year-old Alyssa Runyon and her 4-year-old daughter Zaylin were found in August. Runyon had been beaten and Zaylin was stabbed. Keith Hawkins led police on a chase just after the murder that extended through parts of Texas before he crashed his vehicle. Authorities in Hutto, Texas arrested Hawkins and transported him back to Harvey County where he was charged for the murders. Lawmakers in the Kansas House are working to use lottery proceeds to help finance state water programs. The bill would require that $8 million in appropriations to the state water plan be drawn entirely from the Economic Development Initiatives Fund, which uses lottery revenue. Currently, the state law requires that $6 million in the general fund revenue and $2 million from the Economic Initiatives Fund go to the water plan. The bill's sponsor, Representative Tom Sloan from Lawrence, said it would also require that $3 million be used by the Kansas Geological Survey and the Kansas Biological Survey. From the Wichita...
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Mid-America Network News. Most of the public will lose live access to Lincoln's primary police dispatch channels. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the Lincoln Police Department instead will provide an online feed that is delayed by 10 minutes. That's the expected response window for officers' highest priority calls. Authorities say they had to weigh concerns over privacy, officer safety, and criminal apprehension against the merits of police department transparency. Nebraska lawmakers could open the door to self-driving cars and trucks this year with new legislation designed to attract the industry while maintaining public safety. A legislative committee will consider two measures that would let researchers test self-driving vehicles in Nebraska to prepare for the wave that could come in the next decade. A Sydney woman accused of sexually assaulting a teenage boy has been given 3 years in prison. 30-year-old Jennifer McKenzie was sentenced in Cheyenne County District Court. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Circle H Center Pivot Repair.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday shared comments received from constituents regarding a 10-year tax abatement request by Central Valley Ag for construction of a grain storage and transfer facility in the county. A majority of those conversations seemed to indicate those commenting were in favor of honoring only the current 3-year tax abatement available through the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. A decision on the matter is expected in coming weeks. It was reported the county treasurer's office was close to resolving a backlog in balancing books following the recent resignation of treasurer Christy Metz. Deputy treasurer Karen Shaley and former treasurer Ann Hawk were thanked for their efforts. Danae Gentleman, selected by the Washington County GOP Central Committee to serve as a replacement, was to begin work this week. A series of town hall meetings with the county appraiser to present changes in valuation are planned Saturday, March 17th in Clifton at the City Building at 8 a.m., Lynn at 10 a.m. at the Legion, in Washington at 1 at Courthouse Courtroom, then in Hanover at 3 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center. A final meeting was also added Monday, March 19th in Haddam at 6 p.m. at the City Hall. Land values and a significant change in valuing the economic life of buildings will be outlined and questions will be addressed. A public meeting was planned April 28th at 1 p.m. in Lynn at the American Legion to meet with business people and others interested in serving on a board to develop a county economic development program. A memorandum of understanding was approved for a low bid accepted by the City of Washington for construction of B Street, which serves as a connecting link with U.S. 36 and the county road north of Washington. A $356,000 bid from Inline Construction of Marysville came in nearly $70,000 below the engineer's estimate and the next lowest bid among four received. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. A public hearing was held regarding construction of a new senior center in Seneca. A summary of the project was detailed, which would be funded 50-50 through a grant and Nemahal County. Commissioners would need to provide a letter of support for a grant application. No action was taken at Monday's meeting. A motion was approved authorizing a tax sale of properties delinquent on payments. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County, 3 miles east of Odell on Highway 112 Wednesday morning. John Schuler, age 66, of Diller, was killed as his vehicle apparently slid on a snowpacked road into the path of a semi driven by Robert Brackett of Omaha. He was not injured. The accident was reported around 10:45 a.m. near the intersection of Nebraska Highways 8 and 112. Again, the fatality, John Schuler of Diller. Kenny Lick, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Kenny Licht. Lillian K. Rippey, age 79, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Funeral funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday. Family will see friends from 5 until 7 at the church. And Darius Fifley Funeral Home of Riley in charge of arrangements for Lillian Rippey.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Stagenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years experience with all types of jewelry, and he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047, open Mondays 2 until 7.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Quiet weather conditions not only in the forecast for this afternoon, but over the next several days as well, and also expecting those temperatures to turn milder. High temperatures by this afternoon looking to reach into the upper 20s, but into the day on Tuesday expecting mid-40s for high temperatures, and even some upper 50s close to that 60-degree mark for highs into the day on Wednesday, still expecting lots of sunshine. Easing back just a bit on those temperatures by Thursday, with their next chance for precip into Thursday night. Taking a closer look at your forecast, sunny to partly cloudy skies in the forecast for this afternoon, with those highs reaching the upper 20s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows dropping into the upper teens. Milder conditions into your Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny, high of 46. And for your Wednesday, lots of sun, upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-February 44, record high on this date 75 in 1951. The average low 23, the record low is 19 below zero in 1899. Sunset this evening 5:56, sunrise in the morning at 7:17.
On the occasion of the most famous bearded American's birthday, we're looking at the modern Big Whisker Revival on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 12th, the 43rd day of the year. Musician Michael McDonald and author Judy Blume share a birthday, and Abraham Lincoln was born on this day in 1809. Lincoln's beard was a real eccentricity in his day, but he began a fashion trend that lasted several decades. And you probably noticed that full beards are back again in a big way. What's behind it? One researcher says it's an evolutionary phenomenon. Potential mates find bearded men more attractive. attractive when they are rare or unique. Once everyone begins sporting them, the pendulum swings back to the advantage of clean-shaven faces. The study calls it negative frequency-dependent selection. Sounds to us like a fancy way of saying fashions come and go. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
I want candy. Make Valentine's Day as sweet as can be with a candy bouquet from Blue Rapids Flower Shop. Don't want candy? Choose from a wide selection of gifts, including tea, His and Hers body care and skin care from Spa Splurge and Duke Cannon. Locally baked specialty cookies and even succulents. Free delivery to local schools and senior care homes in Blue Rapids, Waterville, Frankfort, and Marysville. Delight your loved ones with a gift from the Blue Rapids Flower Shop.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Manu LeCompte had 18 points, helping Baylor to an 80-64 victory over number 10 Kansas. After the Jayhawks had pulled within a basket, LeCompte scored 8 straight points. The Jayhawks trailed 30-20 at halftime after having 9 turnovers and only 7 made field goals before the break. Devontae Graham led Kansas with 23 points. Keenan Evans scored 19 points, and number 7 Texas Tech beat Kansas State 66-47 to take sole possession of the Big 12 lead. Dean Wade led the Wildcats with 13 points on 4 of 12 shooting. Landry Shamet scored 16 points in just 23 minutes as number 22 Wichita State cruised to a 95-74 win over UConn. The Shockers now 19-5, 9-3 in the American Athletic Conference. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort, farm equipment, supplies, services, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars, crafts, and indoor prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. And there's still time to sign up for a booth. Call the Triumph of Ag Expo or go online to showofficeonline.com.
On the basketball docket for this week, second in the Big 12, the Kansas Jayhawks will square off with Iowa State. Tip-off time for that game, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Valentine's Day, Kansas State will be facing Oklahoma State. Tip-off time in that matchup, 6 o'clock Wednesday evening. And Wichita State on Thursday will play Temple. Tip-off time for that game, also 6 o'clock. After their core hit free agency, the Kansas City Royals reporting to spring training this month with more questions than answers. Lorenzo Cain has signed elsewhere, but there is still hope that first baseman Eric Hosmer and perhaps third baseman Mike Moustakas will return. Otherwise, you can look for a lot of fresh faces at Kauffman Stadium this season. And Wichita Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez pulled off a TKO win this weekend over Victor Torres. Hernandez now holds the IBA flyweight title belt. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High wrestler Elise Rose places third in the state girls wrestling tournament at McPherson Saturday. In high school basketball, tip-offs Friday. In girls play, Clay Center outlasted Marysville in overtime 44-42. Abilene took Wamego 46-35. Chapman Down Concordia 50-34. Hanover girls beat Onega 73-28. Centralia over Valley Heights 78-56. Axtell stopped Lynn 65-27. Clifton Clyde girls over Frankfort 50-46. Washington County beat Troy 75-30. Friend over Diller O'Dell 49-28. Thayer Central took Southern 30-26. In boys play Friday, Marysville down Clay Center 74-44. Abilene edged Wamego in overtime 64-57. Chapman won over Concordia 60-54. Hanover boys beat Onega 57-39. Centralia took Valley Heights 47-41. Axtell beat Lynn 57-53. Clifton Clyde boys over Frankfort 51-41. Washington County down Troy 79-59. Diller O'Dell took Friend 54-42. And Southern beat Thayer Central 61-44. Marysville Bulldogs in action tonight. Makeup games with Wamego. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570. Kennedy FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage Saturday, January 20th, as K-State men's basketball takes on TCU in a throwback game. The Wildcats will be wearing their classic lavender jerseys, and tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Hot dogs and soda will only be $1. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Be there as we take on the Horned Frogs. Go Cats!
Red, pink, white, mini or large, plain or ruffled, Cyclamen make a great Valentine gift or flowering indoor plant. Dress it up with a unique container to create a stunning display. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant one in a decorative tin, watering can, or other fun container. Set several potted mini Cyclamen on a bed of glass pebbles in an oversized margarita glass. Add one to a terrarium. Allow it to fill the container or combine it with a fern, wire vine, and a bit of moss to create a woodland setting. Or carefully remove the plant from the potting mix, rinse the tuber and roots, and set it in a hyacinth base designed for forcing bulbs and water. Set the swollen tuber on the elevated portion and allow the roots to dangle in the water below. Grow your cyclamen in a cool, bright location with slightly moist soil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
In some parts of the country, having a farm that is over a century old is quite an accomplishment. For Joe, well, he can trace his farm's lineage to before the founding of the country. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Joe Todd can trace his agricultural lineage for more years than most.
I'm the sixth generation to be an American to farm. First Todd came to America from Scotland, and he arrived in Charleston Harbor on December the 12th of 1767.
That first Todd family member in America immediately began farming.
His passage was paid over by a group up in South Carolina, and he was given 100 acres of land. And he settled on the Waccamaw River up in the kind of the northern end of South Carolina.
Joe keeps his own museum of family and local history and has some very old heirlooms in the collection.
One of my real treasures is this first Todd that farmed in America. So far as the family tradition knows, the first year that he plowed and farmed was 1770, and I have that first plow in my museum back there.
Joe's great-grandfather came down to southeastern Alabama in 1825. The country was open to settlement after Andrew Jackson defeated the Native Americans at Horseshoe Bend.
There was a gentleman gentleman named General Irving. The government gave him 50,000 acres of land here in Henry County and north up into Barber County for his pay for the War of 1812 and the Indian Wars. And he brought my grandfather's daddy here as a teenager to help him establish the Irving Empire.
Joe has quite a farm in his own right. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Dothan, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Whether for meat and eggs or just as a hobby, backyard poultry flocks are very popular. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to choose the right chicken breed for you as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Starting a backyard chicken flock is fun for the whole family. The hard part is deciding on the type and breed of bird. Your reasons for raising chickens will influence your list of breeds. They're generally grouped according to their purpose, such as meat, eggs, and ornamental. And there's been a growing interest in heirloom and heritage chicken breeds. Jeff Smith is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Cackle Hatchery in Lebanon, Missouri. He says choosing birds for the egg color they produce has become a popular trend, especially those called olive eggers.
It's not really a breed. It's actually a hybrid or a cross. But you're basically breeding parent stocks that one parent might have a real true blue egg it produces as a true breed, and then the other parent will have a real dark egg. So you breed those two together, and that first generation will produce an olive egg type color.
If you have kids in a small backyard, Smith says to consider breeds that are likely to be docile and calm.
Orpingtons generally are pretty docile and friendly and manageable, non-flighty. Brahmas, Silky Bannies, some Cochin Bantams. Ultimately, there's a large percentage of the breeds that are okay for kids and backyard situations. It really boils down to, are you going to spend the time with them so that they become friendly?
No matter what breed you choose, be sure to provide them with the best feed available for overall health. Egg layers need calcium and nutrients for egg production. Meat birds require a complete feed with high levels of protein for rapid growth and overall meat quality. Find more tips on choosing a chicken breed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. A machinery buying window of opportunity may be coming up. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
In the market for a machinery update or upgrade, Greg Peterson of MachineryPete.com says even though demand for used equipment surged near the end of 2017, good buys can be had.
I think we're 2 years into used value stabilizing. I would say probably a continuation of that. We tend to see in the middle of the year from about St. Patrick's Day through October, values tend to weaken a little bit. So if you're looking to buy, that would be maybe the time to do it.
Peterson suspects the situation could change if commodity prices rise.
If and when the price of corn does go up just a little bit, it's almost like we've set this pressure valve to pop. That'll be new sales and used sales. So until that happens, it's still a great opportunity to upgrade.
Peterson points to used planters and tillage equipment currently priced right for buyers. Learn more at MachineryPete.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The crop insurance industry celebrated a banner year during its annual convention. Michael Clements with more.
2017 was an historic year for crop insurance, with more than 311 million acres enrolled in the system. There were also $106 billion worth of crops insured, up more than $6 billion from 2016. The news was announced during the industry's annual meeting, which just concluded in Phoenix. National Crop Insurance Services President Tom Zacharias.
These figures are a clear demonstration of how important crop insurance is with farmers. These numbers also indicate how well the Farm Safety Net is working. Its unique cost-share structure helps reduce taxpayer costs and drive efficiencies that help the entire system function well.
Zacharias noted the significance of this cost-sharing system under the current Farm Bill, which took hold in 2014.
Farmers have spent nearly $15 billion in premiums since 2014, and they've also shouldered more than $30 billion in deductibles. In other words, farmers are helping to fund their own farm policy, which is a great story to share on Capitol Hill.
Thanks in part to this kind of cost-sharing, Congressional Budget Office projections for crop insurance are down nearly $10 billion since the 2014 Farm Bill was enacted. But some farm policy opponents are still angling to cut crop insurance funding in the upcoming Farm Bill debate. Zacharias urges his colleagues to maintain their vigilance in providing superior customer service and coordinating with the USDA.
Farmers must continue to realize the economic value of today's crop insurance system and have confidence that both government and the private sector are committed to its continued success.
Learn more at CropInsuranceInAmerica.org. Michael Clements reporting.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Lots of green on the screen on our futures markets here on Monday. March corn is up 4.5 currently at 366.5. May is up 4.5 at 374.25. March Kansas City wheat up 11 at 476.5. May is up 11.25 at 491.75. Soybeans look well. March beans up 15 now, 998. May beans up 15 and a quarter at 1008 and three quarters.
All of the other months, well, most all of the other months are double-digit higher as well. March soybean meal is up $11 at $354.80. May is up $10.80 at $357.40. So strong moves for soybean meal. Soy oil is down. March is down 6 points at $31.90. Looking at the livestock complex, we're seeing some gains there as well. Kind of a rocky start early on, but things straightened out and have been moving nicely forward since then. February live cattle up 55 at 127.07. April up 170 at 125.32. March feeder cattle up 195 at 148.15. April feeders up 202 at 149.77. All the later months are up in both live cattle and feeder cattle. February hogs up 7 cents at 73.25. April hogs up 150 at 70.35. So good moves all across the livestock complex here on our Monday. March cotton is down 7 points now at 76.61. May's down 8 at 77.57. That's in opposition to the start. Things looked pretty good early on for cotton, but that is beginning to erode. March crude oil is up 56 cents at 59.75. April crude up 54 at 59.54. So crude oil is positive. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all on the downside. February gold is up $11.60 currently at $13.2470. April gold is up $10.90 at $13.2650. Silver and copper are following along higher as well. Things look good in the metals markets. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The bull sale at Badger Creek is around the corner, offering over 70 stout Angus and Sim-Angus bulls on Saturday, February 17th at 1 p.m. Both yearling and 18-month-old bulls, as well as 30 commercial first calf heifer pairs, will sell. Badger Creek Cattle Company will be offering free trucking on all bull purchases, and lunch will be served at 12 noon. For more information or directions to the ranch in Emporia, please call Clint Woodrow at 620-794-7601 or Chance Stout at 620-803-9494.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all, from full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and this is the week you can go to the world's largest outdoor farm show and the world's largest indoor farm show. I'll explain that after this message. It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The world's largest indoor farm show, the world's largest outdoor farm show. Those are the self-billing titles that you plant on the Louisville show and the Tulare show. But anyway, starting tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky, it's the National Farm Machinery Show and the Champions Tractor Pulling Show. It starts on Wednesday, goes through Saturday, and it's the largest indoor farm show where all of the latest technologies related to agribusiness can be found beneath one roof. It's the heritage of 50 years, which comes every year with the latest eye-catching technology that can be a boost to the agricultural sector and face the challenges of the industry. Now, many small and big companies come to participate as an exhibitor of the National Farm Machinery Show and demonstrate the most reliable and advanced technologies related to agriculture and agribusiness. Most of the new machines, vehicle, or service which has been invented is available at the trade show. Professionals and visitors come from various countries to gain knowledge about the new machineries and services to attend this event. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a reminder, gentlemen, that takes us through Valentine's Day. So If your lady isn't with you, you may want to take care of that before you leave. Now, the largest outdoor farm show is in Tulare, California, and it is an interesting show because of the fact that 250 different crops are produced in California, and there are machines for all of those 250 crops. That show also goes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. Back with the final word after this message.
There will be a farm retirement auction for Catawpish Farms Thursday, February 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. Selling three John Deere tractors, a 2015 model 6150 and a pair of 2016 model 8345. Combines include a 2015 and a pair of 2016 John Deere S670s, plus nine headers and seven head hauling carts. Also selling a 98 Peterbilt 379 semi, a 2015 Chevy 3500 service truck, two Tempty 40-foot hopper bottom trailers, a 53-foot drop deck, and a pair of Bedford 34-foot combine trailers, two Brent grain carts, as well as miscellaneous fuel trailers, AMS equipment, and other farm support items will be sold. All are completely serviced and field ready. No small rack items. Machinery will sell early. The equipment has all been shedded and is like new. Inspection dates Monday through Wednesday, February 12th to the 14th. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 15th, a mile and a half south of Blue Rapids at 2517 8th Road. Sullivan Auctioneers will conduct the sale. Go online at sullivanauctioneers.com or contact sale manager Zach Heiner or Matt Sullivan. Complete sale bill also listed online at our auction calendar at KNDYRadio.com.
In addition to the display of farm machinery, the National Tractor Pulling Championships will be held with more than $200,000 in prize money. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
The future of agriculture continues to plow ahead. Stay tuned to hear what ag tech innovators will be focusing on in 2018 on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
If it weren't for risk-taking entrepreneurs in agriculture, we'd probably still be plowing fields with horses. The way we farm continues to evolve as new technologies are developed by the brightest minds, which includes gene editing, plant breeding, and animal health and nutrition. Michael Hamstetter is the CEO of TechXcel, an ag biotech venture company in Kansas City. He predicts the hot new technologies this year will be consumer-focused.
So I think we're going to see a continued push in a lot of startups in the space of antibiotic alternatives, the food delivery systems, services that are out there, a lot of money going into those things. So a lot of things down on the consumer end with the longer shelf life on crops. And again, that sort of on-demand food delivery service.
Historically, new startup technology companies have spun out of university research. However, with the mergers of large multinational agriculture companies such as Bayer and Monsanto, Helmstetter believes this will be a catalyst for new innovation.
A lot of changes are happening in those core agriculture companies, and one of them is that there's a lot of labor that is kind of getting moved out as they tighten their belts and consolidate, and you're seeing some amazingly talented researchers that are hitting the streets, and many that we use as consultants are starting agriculture companies around what they had done traditionally, sort of a big ag.
Helmstetter says there will be many failures, but the entrepreneurs that make it will bring a sea change in agricultural innovation over the next 3 to 5 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the latest in ag tech at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Medicare and IRS scams are common in rural America, but with some vigilance, you can protect you and your farm or business from being a victim. Oftentimes, you may not know you're a victim of tax fraud until well after the fact when you file your own tax return and the IRS rejects it because your Social Security number has already been used. AARP spokesperson Sean Voskel says simple tips can keep you safe.
Rural America is no stranger to these types of scams, but knowing what to watch for will sure help. Learn to recognize and avoid phishing emails, threatening calls, and texts from thieves posing as legitimate organizations such as your bank, credit card companies, and even the IRS. And do not click on links or download attachments from unknown or suspicious emails.
Bosco says it's important to safeguard your data and your personal information.
Protect your personal data. Don't routinely carry your Social Security card. And make sure your tax records are secure. Remember, scams can come from anyone, so be sure sensitive farm and business records are only accessed by those who need the access. The same goes for your personal information.
And he says new Medicare cards are being issued later this year. He says those cards should be treated just like your Social Security card.
Each new card will have its own unique number. Good news is your Social Security number will no longer be included on the card. Be sure to never share your Medicare or Social Security numbers to anyone who contacts you by phone, email, or approaches you in person unless you've given them permission in advance.
There are many other ways to protect yourself and your business from Medicare and IRS scams. Many of them are available online, www.aarp.org/AARP Live. Once again, that's aarp.org/AARP Live. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams, and our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.